This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
City of Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon joins us right now in the Trocar College live line. Mayor, thanks for being with us this morning. Your budget passes through the Common Council. We'll just start with your reaction to what this means for Buffalo going forward.
Brian and Susan, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I think it sets the course for the city of Buffalo to correct ourselves financially and set ourselves on the proper course moving forward. We looked at the budget and we inherited a $70 million hole in it. And we immediately cut $30 million out, but are bringing additional revenues in. And I think that moving forward, we have a budget that was done very responsibly. I want to thank the members of the council that worked with us. It was a very good negotiation. I think the fact that we've had longstanding relationships lended itself to that. And I think the fact that it passed the way it did speaks to the fact that myself, the council, are working together in a way we need to make sure we're moving the city of Buffalo forward in the right direction.
Mayor, council members Wyatt and Rivera both said that the budget did not make deep enough cuts. Why can't lawmakers take that next step?
I disagree with them. And we cut $30 million out of the budget. And we cut through department cuts. We stopped funding jobs, $16.5 million worth of jobs. So we made serious cuts to this budget. But neither of those council members recommended any cuts. If they want to see additional cuts, they could recommend cuts to the budget. They did not, as far as I know, recommend any additional cuts. One of them consistently talks about laying off live bodies. I think that's incredibly irresponsible. I don't think we're in a position where we need to do that. But I think it can be easy to sit there and say we should cut live bodies, but when you're the person who has to do it and let someone go and impact them and their family, how that would impact them, I think that's a little different. But again, there were no recommendations for additional cuts from them either. But we did the work on our end. We cut $30 million out of that budget. And that's through working with the council. I can tell you that when I became mayor back in October, we immediately started talking to the leadership on the council about the financial situation in the city, both in the current fiscal year and in the upcoming fiscal year. And a lot of the work on the budget was done on the front end before it was even provided. And I want to thank the Brian Bowman, Lovejoy Councilman and Council President, and Majority Leader Halton Pope for the work they did with our team leading up to the budget presentation, and because a lot of that work was done on the front end.
Now, when you mentioned the $30 million in cuts, I would have to imagine if that was made this time around, for next year, there's probably not going to be that much money in cut. Maybe I'm wrong, but there probably won't be $30 million in cuts to be made. So how going forward now do you see this happening? Will it rely on another tax hike? Because we know the price of everything, services, pay, everything else goes up along the way. How do you see this playing out for next year's budget after this one passes?
Yeah, so along with the budget that was passed the other day was we submitted the four-year financial plan as well. And if you look at that, we laid out how we will rectify the financial situation of the city over the next 4 years. One of the things we did, we pursued legislation from New York State to bring two pieces of legislation into the fold that will help us. A hotel occupancy tax that will bring in several million dollars every year, and then the establishment of Buffalo Parking and Mobility Authority, which will bring $40, $50 million into the fold immediately while giving us an additional revenue every year, alleviates the city of the responsibility of maintenance and capital to our parking ramps as well. And we spend that money down over the course of the next 4 years. while rectifying the situation. There's additional revenues we'll continue to try and to bring into the fold. We have a number of ideas on additional revenues. I just arrived in the mayor's office in October, couldn't accomplish everything prior to this budget, would have loved to, but we have additional ideas on how to bring more revenue into the city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As well.
Mayor, the council did approve an amendment in this budget for event reimbursement for public safety for places like KeyBank Center and Salem Field. You have to decide whether to keep this or not. What do you think? And how needed is it?
Yeah, so we've had conversations with the council about that. We're going to have conversations with our partners here in the city of Buffalo about, you know, if we're providing this service, this additional service, we should be reimbursed for it. It's something, it's a large cost to the city of Buffalo, and we'll continue to have the conversation with our partners across the city of Buffalo that benefit from that service and talk to them about reimbursing us for it.
It's an idea that I think for a lot of people makes sense, but the timing just feels a little off for some because we're at a time where we're talking about, all right, we need people downtown. It's been a struggle to get people post-COVID back to downtown Buffalo. And here we're talking about, you know, big events that are kind of the driver of that right now and slapping a fee on them. I mean, is there something to be said for the timing of this at all?
Well, I don't think it's slapping a fee on them. I mean, this is a service that is being provided. This is not just some random fee. This is a service that's being provided, and we think we should be paid for it. Other municipalities are paid for it. Erie County is paid by some of these organizations that provide additional similar services. So it's not some just random or arbitrary fee we want to attach to that. It's a legitimate service that we are providing that we think we should be reimbursed for. We should be paid for.
Mayor, to that point of bringing people downtown, we've been running the story this morning, hearing a little bit from Nick Sinatra on the Heritage Point project, which has been stalled for several years now. There's also news this week about potential delays at the Statler. We, just a couple weeks ago, were talking about the Buffalo Grand Hotel and the prospect of that bringing rooms online. Doesn't seem like it's happening anytime soon. What is your level of concern when you hear about some of these projects having a little bit of trouble getting underway or getting complete downtown?
Yeah, obviously there's a concern. The market is not great right now for some of these people that want to do these projects, but we'll continue to talk. We've had conversations with them. We'll continue to talk to them about what we can do, how we can help in any way. But yeah, these are important projects for downtown Buffalo for sure. We need to have a thriving downtown. We need to get people, more people working downtown, more people living downtown. We're going to continue to work with our partners to try and redevelop some empty office space into living space and make sure we're getting people down there, work with our different partners down there to give people a reason to be downtown after work, whether it's concerts or other events, to make sure people are coming downtown. If we don't have a thriving downtown, it's going to impact our neighborhoods. The tax burden could shift to our neighborhoods. We don't want to see that. And, you know, if we don't have a thriving downtown, that hurts Buffalo, which hurts the whole region. So we'll continue to work with all our partners to make sure we get these projects done.
You're also going to have 13 vacant properties in the city next week with Rite Aid closing. Are you worried about a pharmacy desert in parts of the city? And what do you want to see happen to these stores?
Yeah, I obviously you don't want to see any of these businesses close, but when you see a Rite Aid like that and the number, just the sheer number of them that'll close at the same time is obviously alarming. They're in every neighborhood across the city of Buffalo. And so we have to get to work on that. And, you know, we're going to have to get creative with some people. Obviously, the traditional pharmacy setup where you'd come in and get your medications, whatever it might be. We're talking to some people about trying to get a little bit more creative, maybe some delivery situation, whatever else it might be, to try and help people. So it's certainly an issue that we're looking at, we're concerned about, and we'll continue to work at to make sure, in particular, our most vulnerable residents are not put in a position where they can't get the things that they need.
Okay. Mayor, thanks so much for being out with us this morning. Appreciate the time. Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon joining us just after the Common Council passes the city budget a couple of days ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.